Welcome back to the Dan Time Podcast. Really excited to have you as a listener. Thanks for following, subscribing, believing in the show, and maybe telling a friend about it. Let's get to part two of my exclusive Danversation with powerhouse vocalist, songwriter, and vocal performance coach Danny Hart. What a presence and a rising force in rock. And as you heard in part one, her passion is contagious, her warmth is real, and she makes you want to stand up and shout. Follow Danny Hart on the socials at Danny Hart Music, also DannyHartMusic.com and DannyHartCoach.com. Let's get things started with a preview of the opening track from her latest EP, Slaying Bluebeard. This is a song called Running, which celebrates the power to choose one's own path with conviction. It's available on all streaming platforms. Once again, it's Danny Hart time. You realize that you're in touch with your singing abilities, your vocal abilities. At what age do you know that I can hit this note and I can stay there? I can sustain it and I can go a little higher.
So I've always been singing, and like my biggest way of practicing was just listening to the radio and trying to follow the melodies. And just actually, I was just ear training, but for me, it was just playtime basically. When I was about 12 years old, I actually started to take formally singing lessons in an academy, like not that far from where I lived, from actually a very known, nowadays she's a sort of influencer TV persona, Constanza Achurra, Connie Achurra. She's like the daughter of a very famous actor in Chile. So I was taking lessons with her in an academy. Great, great person, great coach, wonderful, wonderful heart. And I started to work on my technique and like understanding how to do certain things and performing some challenging songs. I think the first one I performed after that was from that academy was My Heart Will Go On from Celine Dion, and I completely fucked it up. And I completely panicked, and I went up running backstage. And somewhere after that, I said, like, well, I think I'm better going to become a guitarist. And I just started pouring all my energy to guitar. So for many years, I was singing, but not so actively, or at least not training actively, and just dedicating to electric guitar. And I actually could do quite some stuff. I'm pretty rusty right now, and like I mainly use it as a songwriting tool, but back then I was really training for solos and stuff like that. And at some point I went to university 1 year in Chile for studying music and sound, and I was entering there as a guitarist. And then I was having this wonderful guitar teacher, Rodolfo Lea, amazing person and incredible jazz guitarist, crazy good. And I had shitloads of exercise for my fingering technique and all of that. And I just really couldn't concentrate to get through them. Like, I just found them so blah. And I think that's the point where I realized maybe I'm actually not a guitarist. And when I would hear like my other classmates from the singing degree singing and doing like all these crazy vocal exercises and technique, I was like, I want that. That's my thing. Like, that's, I've been kind of repressing or leaving it in the closet and trying to mask it by being a guitarist, but I'm actually, no, I'm a singer and I assume myself and I'll come out of the closet and guitar, I love you, but I'm sorry, I'm a singer first.
You realize, yeah, my instrument is here. For right now, for people who don't know, or I guess there's all different types of warming, and actually this is maybe a good segue of practicing or warming up your vocals. How much do you have to pay attention to that daily, weekly, just before gigs, or how do you exercise your vocals?
Yeah, well, as you probably know, I'm also like a vocal empowerment coach, which means I work from everything on an integral approach that has to do with expressing yourself, whether that's for singing or for speaking, which means I'm extremely nerd when it comes to the voice. So I constantly pay attention to things like hydration and relaxation techniques, vocal technique, performance technique, many, many angles of the whole integral approach. I am really autistically nerd there. I do take care a lot of, like, very, very good of my voice. You need to think that mainly we talk during the day than singing. So actually, it's a very good habit to have a good technique when you're talking.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, but like, for instance, Ariana Grande, like, she sometimes just talk like this, or like she's very high like that, and she's just training all the time that part of her register and like keeping a very good technique where she doesn't need to strain anything, and she's just basically activating that part of the register and training that part of her vocal folds all the time, and so that becomes stronger, basically.
How about that?
Yeah, so I think there are a lot of us singers that people don't notice, but actually we're hardcore nerds when it comes to singing. Or Miley Cyrus, you know, like she talks very low on her interviews, and like now she can really reach very low notes and like that. And actually, she's just, when she's talking, she's just training that part of register constantly.
I didn't know that. Yeah, like I've heard her. Yeah. I heard like Howard Stern's interview with Miley Cyrus. It's maybe been a couple years, but she talks like that.
Yeah. So it's actually a good idea to be mindful about like the way you talk, because that's still training for the vocal folds. The vocal folds don't really distinguish whether you're singing or you're talking.
You've got a website for Danny Hart Performance Coach.
It's dannyhartcoach.com.
How have you, I'm glad we're talking about this, because I saved some feedback that you've received, if you don't mind me drawing attention here.
Of course.
So, dannyhartcoach.com, DANIHART. This is from I won't call out their names, but just some testimonials here. Danny Hart, so much more than singing lessons. After more than a year of intensive coaching, I can only conclude that collaboration with Danny Hart is an exceptionally high level and is particularly motivating. As a coachee, you and your specific needs are placed at the center of the learning process. Another review, an absolute pleasure to work with Daniela. With each student, she takes the time to find their strengths and points of improvement and tackles them together with you, step by step. During our vocal coaching sessions, she provided me with insight on how to further develop my vocal technique as well as my self-confidence. Self-confidence being a big one for a lot of people, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be or here's one more. From the very first lesson with Danny, I experienced a remarkable transformation. My voice gained deeper tones and a richer sound, and I felt an opening in the region of my heart. With just a few tips and techniques, she helped me connect the dots that transformed both my singing and, again, my self-confidence. So those go hand in hand.
100%. The voice is so tightly related to who you are or what is your perception of yourself as a person. So one of the differences, I guess, in comparison to normal singing lessons is that I always go what I call the deep dive. So looking beyond of vocal technique and looking more to the towards the emotional part and the mindset and the limiting beliefs and things like that, because it has so much to do with how you react towards being in the spotlight and how do you feel when you're in the spotlight. And if you feel unsafe, what your body will do is then react towards that threat and activate what we call the sympathetic nervous system. So the famous fight, flight, freeze response, or fawn as well. And it doesn't matter the amount of vocal technique that you can know or have. If you're in that stage and you don't know how to get out of that, there is nothing in the world that will save you and you will just panic.
That will overpower your ability.
Exactly, because actually this is evolutionary. Our lizard brain, like the most primitive part of the brain, is always stronger than our logical, rational brain, the frontal cortex. Okay, this is super nerd. I'm sorry. We're talking about frontal cortex, and it's like 10 to 12.
Oh, I know. I know.
But it's survival mode, literally. Like, our brain is still the brain that it was like 100,000 years ago, you know, early as Homo sapiens. So there is a lion and our body needs to like either freeze to play death or run for your life to the hills.
Like run the sun goes. Yep.
Exactly. Or fight for your life. And the latest one that has been discussed in the community is fawn, which is actually become a people pleaser. So deny your needs and desires and please everyone else to survive. So these are very strong responses, and we have them every day because our body and our brain is always scanning for threats. And a huge threat for the brain, even though it's not like actually life and or death, is being in the spotlight. Whether you're speaking in front of an audience or whether you're singing, whether you're performing, whatever it gives you that spotlight sort of feel, and the brain most of the time interprets it as a sign of threat and therefore acts accordingly. So a huge part of what I do is like to train our brains and our body to be feel safe being in spotlight, which is what I actually experience when I'm on stage. When I'm on stage, I'm home. I can be myself, my crazy, weird self, and it's okay because I'm on stage and I'm allowed to be crazy. You know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
When you step out on stage, your heart's not racing. You're excited, but you're centered and.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm balanced. I've trained that a lot. I play a lot in my mind as well. So when I've done a gig, like for me, I've done it a million times already because that's what the case has been in my own head. So I'm excited. I get adrenaline, of course. But I also have a lot of techniques to activate the other response, which is the parasympathetic nervous system response, the rest and digest mode. So oftentimes I'm doing that also during the performance and integrating it on the performance itself. So no one noticed, but I'm actually doing, I don't know, breathing exercises or things like that.
Well,
I'm revealing all my secrets here.
Yes. Are you accepting new clients if people are listening to this and they want to go to the website and submit an inquiry?
I am. Currently, I am teaching online quite a lot because, I have international students, but also here in Belgium because it's getting busy musically, which means we're going to start touring quite a lot very soon. So I had to already anticipate towards that scenario so I can keep on coaching while I'm on tour, which means I'm also having quite limited spots. So if you really want to, now's the time, because I'm pretty sure that not long from now I'm going to have to start a waiting list. So, but yeah, it's possible. It's possible worldwide. So, yeah, that's it.
Well, Danny, I've taken up so much of your time, and you've just been phenomenal here.
It's been a pleasure.
Rich and fascinating guest for my listeners. I want to remind everybody there'll be a link as well. Danny Hart covers on YouTube. You can follow her, Danny Hart Music. And these are like minute and a half, 60 second or whatever performances.
Just a little taste.
Yeah, but you'll find probably one of your favorite bands here. Whether we've got Arch Enemy, The Pretty Reckless. I remember Arch Enemy when they first came on the scene with the male lead singer. I can't remember his name. And then I need
Angela.
To get back. Yes. Hailstorm. Metallica.
Lizzie, I love her so much.
She must have been
the best singer, female singer in the world to me.
Lizzie
Hale from
Lizzie
Hailstorm.
Hale. I want to say I'm in Pensacola, Florida, or close, and she performed at our music hall downtown. I wasn't able to go. I was traveling, but Guns N' Roses, Christina Aguilera.
Big influence as well. Yeah, both big influences to me, like loud and shouty. Yep.
Well, everybody, check it out. I mean, you're going to find something to like, and also there's a podcast that we were talking about that has it launched? Have you begun this project as well?
Yeah, so obviously on that vocal nerdiness road, I've talked a lot with colleagues of mine. I've talked a lot with psychologists to get their own views on like what I do, like with the deep dive coaching and things like that. And we started already recorded. We actually recorded three episodes already. One with another voice coach, another one with an artist and business artist coach, and with a psychologist who happens to be my cousin that she lives in Canada. And we discuss a lot of very interesting subjects. Unfortunately, I haven't had the time to get to the editing, and probably I will have to delegate that editing so I can actually start putting it out there. But my idea is just to, you know, like have just very interesting talks about the voice and performance and psychology and mindset and manifestation in the sense of like how to visualize your dreams of music or your dreams of performance and get to actually put it into action. So I'm fascinated how the brain works, you know, like there's so little that we know. We know so much already, but there is still so little what we know about the brain and how it works and how it responds. And I'm honestly, like, if I wasn't a coach or a musician, I think I would probably go to study psychology or even neuroscience, because I'm just in awe of what the brain can do. So it can be our best friend or our worst enemy. And I chose actively to make it my best friend.
Oh, wow. Danny, thank you so much for the energy you're putting out there, the belief that you have in other people to get out of that idea stage or get out of that rut, stop putting up with that guy's bullshit, whether it's their boss or whatever, and just supercharging people and getting them to tap
into.
My
thing is really empowerment. Yeah. If I'm empowering people and, you know, like giving that power that everyone has within themselves, I mean, I'm not giving it. I'm just showing it, like, hey, it's there, activate it, you can do this. And that's, if I can do that through music, through coaching, through business, through whatever I can, I will live a beautiful and happy life, and I will die as a happy person, basically.
Oh, wow. Well, can't wait for the rest of the world to take notice. I think they will. Some real excitement behind these songs, and I just really can't wait to see what's next for Danny Hart. And real quick, out of the guys in your band, who's the funniest? Who's the guy that's making everybody else laugh?
Oh my god, you should have been on our live Q&A the other day. Or I don't know if you checked our Instagram, but I was just asking, like, you know, We did a live Q&A, so I asked, like, if you have any questions, you can already write them down and I'll reply live and stuff like that. And then I see this story, like this question that says, like, if you were a testicle, would you be the left one or the right one? and then I ask in the chat, in the Q&A, like, well, guys, who do you think that could be? I'm going to give you a clue. He's from the band. Like, everyone was writing in the chat, Zan, 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 Zan. He is crazy as a goat. And he's like one of my best friends. The first friends I met here in Belgium when I was freshly arrived, the first musical friend, we met it at a jam session, actually. That's a cool story. I don't know if we have time for that, but it's quite funny. So he was playing already, like, in a jam session, like a guitar. He's a guitar god. He's like incredible guitar player. And I asked a few of my housemates if they could join me because I really wanted to go to that jam. But I was like, I didn't speak Dutch back then, or like I was just super shy to just, you know, jam already. And so I was there and they were playing, and okay, I was like, okay, next time where they stop and they have a break and they come back, I'll join. Okay, great. So 10 minutes passed, 20, half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour, and I was like, damn, they're not coming back. Shit, what do? I really want to jam with these people. And they were all outside of the bar. It was a bar called Roadhouse 69. And I was like, okay, fuck it. I know what I'm going to do. So I go to stage. Everyone was outside, apart from my friends and me. And I just grab the mic and I say, hey, mama said the way you move, gonna make you sad, gonna make you grow. I cannot shout right now because I'm in an apartment, but like that full voice. And I just hear from the outside, like, what the fuck? Dan comes, like, running inside, like, grabs his guitar, then a drummer and a bass player, and we just start jamming, and, like, best friends since then. And,
oh, my gosh. Like,
yeah. So he's, like, really, like, my musical soulmate. He's incredible. Like, and we like, musically, we read each other's brains. So when I have an idea, even if it's like a shitty phone recording and I'm like, just like, you know, I wake up at 4 a.m., I have a melody and I just record it and I'm still like super out of tune. And I can just send that and he hears it through and he just comes up with exactly the idea that I had in my mind. So it's like, I'm super grateful that I got to meet one of my best friends through like life, and also like my bandmates, because right now we're switching actually to a more of a bandmate format instead of like a solo artist with friends invited. So we're brainstorming on the name.
Danny Hart and Friends is the old banner, right? So
that was like actually a solution. Yeah, so that was a solution for Grass Pop because they invited us to play covers. So for that, I ask my friends, basically, which we've all played together in bands before, and we took it from there. And some of them are also the ones that recorded the EP. But back then, we weren't formally working as a band, but more like as a hired guns sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And right now, together with San and Stefan, we're like considering just really switching to a band mode and maybe still keep the Danny Hart because, you know, like social media stuff, it works already. But we're brainstorming on like what's going to be, like how are we going to do it? And so we have a little poll there, and I'm super grateful I get to play like with this amazing friend. Stefan, same thing. He's actually fully professional musician, a professional drummer. He has toured the world and like played crazy gigs and stuff like that. So I'm so grateful that I have them, at least them two, like fully on board with this for the long term, for the worldwide domination. And it's an essence of what we do with San. We write quite a few songs together, not from the EP per se, but he has always been like a support in the musical part, and it's really a match. We oftentimes have songwriting sessions where we're just like laughing the whole day, recording the whole day, and so I'm very grateful to be working with such talents, you know?
That's
it's a privilege.
I'm glad you said that, because the songwriting process, it needs to be enjoyable for you to want to return to it with those partners.
100%. And like, you know, you can still write your songs. Like, most of the time, lyrics-wise and melody, I write it on my own. But when it comes to like put the music together, sometimes I put like the ideas that I already have, but like I'm not near what Sam can put on the guitar. So right now I just decided to like, okay, this is the idea. I'll just send you like the shitty idea that I'm thinking of, and you do your thing and just like take it from there, because I'm not going to waste time on something that you can do like a thousand million times better than me, you know?
Yes.
So, but yeah, it's for me, and also both for coaching and for music, like you, the more joy you have with things, the more you associate it with positive feelings, the more you will want to come back to it as well. Mm-hmm. So I guess I didn't think about it, but I guess that's life too, you know?
It makes the...
With people, with places, with situations, with workshop places. That's my idea with like music. Like, we're all very professional. We're all very ambitious, and we know where we're going, and we know what we want to get to, even though that the road is not always straightforward. But also we want to enjoy it, enjoy every single second of it, and like approach it with joy, approach it with a light hearted. And even if there are like some, you know, like discussion, I mean, we're already past 30s, so we look at it from a different perspective, and I think that's actually in our own benefit, like emotionally mature wise.
Well, that's the visual on just at least social media of you guys together. You look like you're having fun.
Yeah,
that's
we are. You should see the videos when we're songwriting. Oh my god, they're hilarious. I'm gonna post some of them because we have actually, maybe this is important to mention as well. So the EP is coming tomorrow. That's like the four songs, including the two singles we already released. But actually, we have 10 songs on pre-production for a new album.
Oh, wow. I was going to ask about that.
Yes. So we're talking, we're 99.9% sure of the producer we're going to work with. And we are in conversations with labels, we're in conversations with booking agencies, we're in conversations with management. So a lot of things, there are some international gigs lining up, so we're trying to make a tour out of that. And literally this, like I was just today working on one of the latest demos for one of the songs I wrote like 1 or 2 weeks ago. And so we have like 10, 11 songs like ready, demoed, and sent to the producer already, approved by the producer already, to, you know, like bring stuff out. And we want to like release videos as well for the two new songs from the EP, and actually for every song that we're releasing in the future. We want to have always a video, because I love video clips as well. Just, it's so fun to make them. So yeah, that's dropping the news right there.
Oh, wow. You heard it here first on the Dan Time podcast. Such exciting stuff. The press that you're getting so far, you know, from some pretty high-profile outlets, KNAC, the famous KNAC.com, I think
incredible.
Now it's just a website, and then Classic Rock Magazine.
Exactly.
Calling
and like
the best new rock song of the week. I think there was like a Springsteen track on there. There was some other... That's pretty remarkable. You had to be really excited about that.
I'm a fan of Classic Rock Magazine. You have no idea. That's like one of the only magazines I still buy here and there. I have an issue from like the 300th edition or something like that. We didn't even know we were on the contest, because that's actually associated with my Bandcamp. And it's a little bit abandoned because I'm just managing way too many things, and I'm the only one that has access on that. So I actually need to update that and update the website and all of that, which is happening tomorrow. Once I can get to sit down to the computer and do computer work, you know. But But it was incredible, but we had no idea, and we had like only a few days to like get the voting going. So I was like, the moment we realized, I was like, guys, get your fingers warmed up because we need to spam the shit to see if we can get anywhere here. And like, it was incredible because like, I mean, you know, studying in London, like it gives you such an amazing opportunity to meet people from all over the world. So I have some of my best friends, they're from Sweden, you know, like my bestie Tota, she's also in a band called The Riven, by the way. You should definitely check out, maybe even invite her, but it's not done. But
Hey.
no, it's a grand, incredible band. And so she's from Sweden. Another bestie, she's a Taiwanese girl. My friends from London, one from was from the UK. Our drummer was German. The bass player was Serbian. The other guitar player was French. You know, so it's like so international. Like my family in Chile, my friends in Chile also supporting so much for the voting. Like asking their friends, asking their families. So many people started moving, and like also like from same thing for my bandmates. So it was incredible, and we won, and we couldn't believe it. Like I was just flabbergasted by that and what they wrote as well, because they gave such a wonderful review, also considering like the theme of No More and like the internationally minded sort of music has no border feel, you know, which means such a big deal for me personally and musically as well, and also like just a personal achievement. I couldn't believe I was like in my favorite magazine ever, and also that we got featured in our my favorite Belgian magazine, Rock Tribute. So it's like so many things happening all of the sudden from all sides, and more coming, which I cannot announce yet until everything is signed and legally binding, let's say. But
Yeah.
you have no idea, and it's like it almost feels like you the universe is really pushing for things to happen, and we are listening loud and clear and following all the signs to, you know, just enjoy the ride.
Well, you should take a bow, be very proud of yourself for this attention that it's garnering. I'm glad you mentioned Rock Tribune because I had this in my notes here. They wrote the
Yeah, they're
baseline.
amazing.
The bass line with which Sheehan opens the song immediately sets the tone. Danny's powerful voice does the rest. No More is about standing up for yourself. Don't let anyone sit on your head or drum you into the corner, is Danny's message, and it hits home. This could easily become the anthem of anyone who feels oppressed by anyone.
Exactly.
I could not agree more. It's almost like a modern Youth Gone Wild. I mean,
Yeah, I would say that, but like not written when you're 18, but like after 30.
yeah.
Well, I didn't write it when I was 30, but it's like a bit of a different perspective, I would say. Like you're a bit more mature, and you know, like you're aware of boundaries and putting them kindly but strongly.
Yeah. Danny, we've got to reconnect again, maybe when the LP
For
comes
sure.
out later on.
93 minutes.
Yeah, a little long. And so probably
That's crazy. I
what I
hope
do
our
is
listeners are not like crazy bored by now.
so the video will probably come out in one piece. The audio
Right.
version, this will most likely be part one and part two. The reason I do that, not everybody does this, but I've started doing a part one and two because sometimes not, I just imagine not everybody reaches 45, 50 minutes deep into a conversation. So I want everything to get heard. So part two will sometimes pick up at that 40-minute mark where that back end of the conversation may have been just lost to history or obscurity. So anyway.
Right. That I think that's a great approach. Thank you for sharing. Now I'll keep that in mind for my own
Yeah,
podcast.
I don't know if it's, I mean, I just started doing it. I don't know if people prefer it or not, but anyway, this has just been such a treat having you
Thank
on
you
the
so
show
much,
today.
really. It's been a pleasure, and it's so easy to just, you know, I guess I'm good at talking because I'm not
Well,
tired.
you've had so much to share and even more than I could have imagined. And I just love the, at the heart of my show is rooting for other people to succeed and just grab life by the horns.
That's
And
beautiful.
so I could not
So
have
should
asked.
be the world more, you know?
Yes.
Just spreading light, spreading love, spreading kindness. And even though we're rockers and we're a bit like badass and evilish sometimes, like at the end, we're all humans. We've all suffered. We've all been through things and we all could use a little bit of kindness every day, you know? So it's
Yeah.
beautiful what you do. And thank you for doing that as well. You're doing a service to the world.
Well, thank you for what you do and what you put out there as well, Danny. Tour dates and live performances, I can have that listed as well.
Yeah, so we will be announcing very soon as we have the confirmation of the dates. We're trying to put a tour first in Europe, and who knows, later on, the world is wide and big, and we have some roots everywhere somehow. So, world, let's go.
All right. Well, hoping for great things to come, and I believe it will for you. So
thank you, Dan.
Keep
thank you. Thank
on.
You for believing. We'll keep you posted. We'll see. But we'll for sure enjoy the ride, whatever that leads to.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to the show. I hope you got a lot out of it. And be sure to follow Danny Hart. It's going to be an exciting 2025. You're not going to want to miss it. Be a part of it. And like I said earlier, go, if she's not coming anywhere near you, but you love this type of music, go see a heavy metal concert with a friend or by yourself. Get out to one. Memories last a lifetime. It's better than a lot of your average day does not compare to a hard rock show. It's just going to bring something out of you. You're going to get some things addressed, and you're going to have a great time doing it. But if you get a chance to see Danny and the dates come up, by all means, what you see on social media is only half of it. You need to go to experience it live.
Yeah. Well, I hope you can come to one of our shows then. Might
yes.
involve a trip to Europe, but maybe it's worth it together with a little holiday.
Yes. There will be a time, possibly next year.
Right.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully one day we'll be at your coast too. I think we might have to wait for a little while for that to happen, but we will happily go from the States. We have a lot of streams from the States as well, so I'm super excited. I've never been there. I would love to go. I was thinking to go now in April, actually, to LA at least.
Yeah.
Not sure if this will be possible, but I would love to. I mean, I'm so inspired by American music. And as I said, like Chile is a country that has been deeply influenced by the States, the culture. Like we're a bit more Western than the rest of Latin America, for the better or for the worse. But for me, at least musically and language-wise, I just adore talking in English. So no, I would love to do that crossover the Atlantic and yeah, be there as well. One day for sure.
I think the audiences here would be very receptive. We've got a good metal hard rock community here on the Gulf Coast, really all along the panhandle of Florida here. So thanks again, Danny. And thanks to you for listening. Hope you have a great week. And we'll see you next Sunday on the Dan Time Podcast. Thank you, Danny Hart.
Thank you, Dan. Have a great night. Bye-bye.